My name is Jeremy. I'm the Director of Youth and Young Adults here at Cedar Hills. I want to welcome you to this road. Thank you for being here tonight in community together. I know we all come to this road from different places in our life. Some of us do come feeling isolated. Some of us come with sorrow and in misery. But we can come here together. What I wonder tonight is if any of you in your life have ever felt forsaken. I got to be honest, that's probably not a word I use very often in my normal conversation with people. I felt really forsaken today. No. How about abandoned? Have you ever felt abandoned throughout life? Or maybe alone? You can feel alone in a crowd of people. David, the psalmist, actually wrote these words, my God, why have you forsaken me in Psalm 22? Why are you so far away when I groan for help? Every day I call to you, God, yet you don't answer. Every night I raise my voice, but I find no relief. Can you feel the pain, the sorrow in what he's saying? He is alone and he desperately wants to be with God. As I read these words this week, preparing for tonight, it brought me back to last spring and my son. Now, most of you know that I'm currently going through seminary, and that requires me to be gone 2 weeks a year in Michigan. And last spring, something happened that I will never forget. My son went up to his room very upset that I was leaving. And I went up, I sat on his bed. I said, what's going on? And he looks up at me with tears in his eyes and he said, Dad, you just don't understand. You're my best friend and you're leaving me. You're my best friend and you're leaving me. Well, then everybody in the room was crying, so that stuck with me throughout the week, those words, realizing that my son could have written Psalm 22. Daddy, Daddy, why are you leaving me? When I need you the most, you're the farthest away. I cry myself to sleep, but I find no relief when you're gone. And then I realized that it wasn't just my son that was alone. My wife was a single parent for a week with three kids and a full-time job. My daughters were alone when it came to math homework, and they needed help. And then I realized that even though I was with my seminary classmates, I was alone, away from the people I loved the most. I don't know about you. Maybe you can relate. Maybe a spouse has had to leave for work or on a trip. Or maybe your best friend growing up had to move because their parents got a new job. Or maybe a loved one passed away. And you just don't know how to move forward. You feel abandoned. You feel alone. And you feel like things are so far away. You're in good company because Jesus knows how you feel. In Matthew 27, 45 through 46, it says, at noon, darkness fell across the face of the earth until 3 o'clock. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus called out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? In both the Hebrew and the Greek and Psalm and in Matthew, this word forsaken can be interchanged with abandoned or leave. Jesus asking his heavenly Father, Father, why did you leave me? Over the last few weeks, Pastor Kent has talked a lot about the physical suffering. And that's easy for us to at least picture a little bit, right? The beatings and the whippings and the crown of thorns placed on his head and the crucifixion and all that pain. And it's not really recorded if Jesus verbally responded during any of that physical pain. But it's recorded that he responds at this moment to what's going on. And I have to believe that what is happening in the moment that he says this is so much more painful than any physical pain can be. Because in this moment, for the first time in all of eternity, God the Father is separated from Jesus the Son. And I can only think of this from a human perspective, but I have to believe that the Father, when he turned his back on his Son, had tears flowing down his face because for the first time he was separated from Jesus. Really, one of those, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. It hurts both. And as Jesus wonders why his Father is leaving him, the Father does this because he has to, because of his great love. And thanks be to God, because this happened, we never have to experience what Jesus experienced. So the question, my God, why have you forsaken? Why have you left me, God? Jesus asked this question, and the answer is just as easy as looking in the mirror. Jesus, God left you because of me. You have to go through this hell because of me. Being separated from God is the reality of hell. Void of the presence of God. And the answer to why did God leave Jesus is Jeremy. God left Jesus because of me. I remember the first time I realized that in October of 1995. I was at a retreat weekend, and at this weekend, we had little envelopes, and they gave us a nail, and they talked about sin, and we had to push a nail through the envelope 3 times. And then we opened up the envelope, and inside was a picture of Jesus that we had pierced 3 times with our own sin. And I remember just bawling my eyes out, realizing that Jesus took on that for me. And then came the question, why? Why would Jesus love me that much to suffer what he did? I'm still trying to figure that out, why he would love me that much, but I'm sure glad that he did. And because I know the truth, that I do not have to be and will not be separated from God, I can now live with gratitude and love as I walk out these doors. Actually, I am compelled to do that. That is a response of knowing how great of love God has for us, is to go out, live for Him, speak for Him, and to help other people understand this great love. And so, to finish out tonight, I'm going to have a couple of my small group members come up, and they're going to hold a mirror. And I'm going to ask you to take the mirror out of their hands, and I'm going to ask you to look at it. And as you look at yourself in your reflection, I want you to realize that you're the answer to the question Jesus was asking. You are why God left Jesus. And then as you look at the mirror, you can take as long as you need, but as you look at the mirror, those up front will say, Jesus died for you. Now go and live for Him. And then you can walk out of the sanctuary on with your week to live with gratitude and love of who God is. You guys can go out the back behind the chairs and come up the front here and stand in line, meet up here, and then you can go out following the service. Let me pray before we go into that. God, thank you for loving us. And I am so sorry that it was my sin that caused the separation between you and your Son. Jesus, thank you for taking on what I deserved and giving me the reward of what I don't deserve. And that is eternity with God the Father. Help me to understand you more this week. And give me opportunities to speak your truth and your love to those around me. In your heavenly name, amen.